Home air conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Trump led the nation in remembering the lives lost in the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
At the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, President Trump marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks and honored those who died in Shanksville, New York, and at the Pentagon.
We mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us.
In a somber tribute, the president also delivered a patriotic message.
No matter the threat, no matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
After his remarks, the president and first lady laid a wreath honoring the victims. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Congressional Medal of Honor was awarded today to Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne, who rescued dozens of hostages set to be executed by Islamic State militants in Iraq. President Trump described the heroic actions of Sergeant Major Payne.
Pat and his team rescued 75 captives and killed 20 ISIS terrorists. Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds.
Deadly wildfires in heavily populated Northwest Oregon were growing, with hundreds of thousands of people told to flee encroaching flames, while residents to the south tearfully assessed their losses. Talon, Oregon resident Nicole Brown says she and her husband decided not to evacuate.
My husband and I decided to stay home with another neighbor. We kept an eye on the neighborhood. We've seen a lot of people kind of trespassing through the neighborhood. That's kind of why I wanted to stay home. I was concerned and just kept watering down my yard and my roof and stayed there all night.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 131 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIFE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. Fifth Season Financial cares, and we're there for you for life. Text LIFE to 411-411. Text LIFE to 411-411.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's COVID-19 task force has approved reopening bars in Washoe County and Pahrump, but it's voted against keeping the bars in Clark County open. Clark County's latest infection rate for the coronavirus is just over 11%, while the state's target threshold is 7%. The task force meets every week to assess county by county infection rates and their mitigation plans. Well, after being denied from hosting a campaign rally at the Reno Tahoe Airport on Saturday due to the coronavirus mandate, President Trump has moved the event to the Minden Tahoe Airport, some 43 miles south in Douglas County. The president also has an event scheduled for Sunday in Las Vegas, but the venue has not yet been announced. A fundraiser also has been scheduled on Sunday at a cost of some $2,800 per person. Well, the Silver State waits for federal approval of its $300 a week unemployment benefit application. FEMA says it will double the 3 weeks of pay first guaranteed by the program. The Federal Emergency Management Agency now says it will provide payments for a full 6 weeks. The Golden Knights lost in overtime 3-2 last night. They trail the best of seven series 2-1. Another game coming up tomorrow.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on the Beltway right now. It's consuming the left lane, 215 westbound at Fort Apache. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes there on the 215 at Valley Verde in both directions. And backups on Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Great to have you with us. 53 days away, 53 days away from Election Day. And don't forget, early voting begins October 17th. The president, as he promised, is returning to the state of Nevada. It's going to be different. He's going to the Minden Airport on Saturday. He is going to be holding a fundraiser, thanks to Carolyn and Don Ahern, at a cost of $2,800 per person to attend. And the president's going to hold a Latinos for Trump roundtable 10 a.m. at Treasure Island, just ahead of a 7 p.m. rally speech at Extreme Manufacturing in Henderson. So they have pieced this together very, very quickly. How you can do two sets of major appearances in two different cities in two different days and do it all in the span of about 24 hours. I don't know how the Trump people do it, but somehow they bring this stuff off and it comes out being great. We don't have a lot more information than that. We are hopefully going to get a chance to visit with Hogan Gidley. He is the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. We'll hopefully get a chance to visit with him in just a couple of minutes. And tell you what, let's do. I want you to hear the president today, something very unusual for him. He stayed on script, on the teleprompter. He did not ad-lib. I don't think he ad-libbed a word of this thing, but he was clearly moved as he went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is the president. This is cut one, the 9/11 memorial in Shanksville. This is the president earlier today.
Years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice and we mourn deeply
for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th, 2001. To the family members of Flight 93, today every heartbeat in America is wedded to yours. Your pain and anguish is the shared grief of our whole nation. The memory of your treasured loved ones will inspire America for all time to come. The heroes of Flight 93 are an everlasting reminder that no matter the danger, no matter the threat, no matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back. To every 9/11 member all across this nation, the First Lady and I come to this hallowed ground deeply aware that we cannot fill the void in your heart or erase the terrible sorrow of this day. The agony renewed, the nightmare relived, the wounds reopened, the last treasured words played over and over again in your minds. But while we cannot erase your pain, we can help to shoulder your burden. We promise that unwavering love that you so want and need, support, devotion, and the very special devotion of all Americans.
That was the president earlier today, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the site of United Airlines Flight 93. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Robert Moffat. He's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. His op-ed piece in The Hill relative to health care, absolutely amazing. Robert, how you been?
I'm doing fine. Nice to talk to you.
Tell me what you told the folks at The Hill, the readers of The Hill.
Well, what I basically said was that if, despite all the differences among the Democrats in the House and the Senate and Vice President Biden, it is pretty clear that what is happening among the Democratic leadership is that they're pretty much unifying around a very basic idea, which is that the federal government should ultimately exercise total control over American health care. And the big difference is not a strategic goal, but it's a question of how to get there. And so, you know, a lot of folks, as I said in the article for Capitol Hill, a lot of folks on the left would like to move right away, and Senator Bernie Sanders has a proposal to do that. He calls it Medicare for All. But, you know, Vice President Biden and Nancy Pelosi, they want to set up what they call a public option. In other words, a new government health plan that would compete against private health insurance. The argument that I make is pretty simple. I think that if you look at the details of the bills, including the public option, what you will see is that what they are setting up is a system in which all of the statutory and regulatory advantages will benefit the public option, the plan that's to compete against private health insurance, and they will rig the market in favor of the new government plan. The ultimate goal will be that private health plans will be driven out of the market because of those statutory advantages, artificially low premiums, taxpayer subsidies for any to cover any losses, and eventually, basically, the government will have a monopoly over American health care. I mean, that's the basic argument that I make. I think the argument is grounded very soundly in the facts of the legislation before the House and Senate and the vice president's recent collaboration with Senator Sanders.
And let me just ask you, Robert, I've been trying to rattle around in my mind. I think this is the only undone campaign promise that President Trump has really failed to deliver on. What has stopped him?
I think what has stopped him is the fact that the Republicans in the Senate in particular were not able to get their act together. The House Republicans under Paul Ryan were able to pass a bill that Trump wanted, which was to repeal and replace the existing Obamacare program. And for good reason. The premiums in the Obamacare program went through the roof. Deductibles for family coverage were about $8,000. You know, And, you know, they wanted to replace it. The problem was they actually, and the Democrats are right about this, they had 8 years to prepare a carefully crafted response to Obamacare, and they failed to do it. But that was not the fault of President Trump. It was clearly the fault, though, of the Congress, the Republican leadership in Congress, primarily in the Senate.
Now, you know, these senators, they get reelected every 6 years. Is there a reason why people haven't tossed the Senate out on its ear after failing to deliver on what we understand is the number one topic that's out there, and that's health care? It's what moved the midterm elections in so many districts. Why haven't the people demanded something on health care that works?
Well, I think they did demand it. I think the problem was you could not get a coherent agreement among the senators to do it. And, you know, God rest his soul, but, you know, one of the problems that the senators had among the Republican leadership in the Senate is that at the very last minute in 2017, Senator John McCain, as I said, a great American in many respects, decided to switch positions on reforming health care and voted against the bill to do it. And I think that's unfortunate. I mean, you're talking about a very closely divided Senate. So the point is that it doesn't make any difference who struck John, all right? The fact of the matter is they did not get it done. And they did not get it done, I think, largely because the congressional Republicans were really not prepared to put forward a plan that they were all agreed upon. It was not the same kind of party discipline that you saw when the Democrats passed Obamacare in 2010, where they had, radical unity, a radical sense of unity. Nancy Pelosi was able to muscle that through. That did not happen with the Republicans in the Senate. Maybe the Republicans are much more independent-minded, but nevertheless, the result is they did not get it done. The truth is, though, is that they have to get it done, and at some point we are going to, revisit healthcare reform. No matter who wins the election, there's going to be a major debate on healthcare reform in 2020, in 2021, no question.
Again, Robert Moffitt joining us, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. So in our final 90 seconds, what happens if Biden wins? What happens if Trump wins? And if Trump wins, one has to assume it'll be a wave election that direction. A win by Biden, I assume, means that we will end up with Democrats, having a pretty good night.
It's hard to say. I think, frankly, it's too, a couple of months in politics is a long time. Things can happen in a 24-hour basis. I think if Trump wins and if the Republicans maintain control of the Senate, there will be an opportunity for the president to put forward a coherent agenda on health policy. He's actually done a pretty good job in many areas. For example, with the COVID-19 crisis, he basically changed a lot of rules and regulations to expand telehealth so people are able to quickly and easily access a physician even from their own home. You've seen a situation where he's expanded opportunities for people to get health insurance in the individual markets with different types of plans if they could not afford the Obamacare plans. That's all very, very good. But ultimately, if you're going to make fundamental changes in healthcare, if you're going to expand coverage, you're going to give people portability of coverage, if you're going to give people affordable coverage, at the end of the day, that is going to require cooperation between the president and Congress. It doesn't happen any other way. And hopefully, if Trump wins, he will maintain control of the Senate, and he will be able to have a working majority in the Senate and maybe pressure the House in negotiations. I think if Biden wins, I think you'll see a major push to expand government control over health care. That will largely mean higher taxes and probably much more control over the kinds of health care you get from the federal government.
Scary thought. Robert Moffitt, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, what you're writing about, where do they go?
Oh, you go to heritage.org, and we have a very, very large set of policy papers, proposals, studies, and reports on all aspects of health care, not only the private insurance markets, but also Medicare and Medicaid and many other things as well.
I use it on a regular basis for resourcing stuff we're doing on the radio. Robert, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Robert Moffitt, Senior Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, talking about health care. Coming up, more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. We'll get to the Friday song, I promise, coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
We will never forget.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom.
September 11th, 2001.
God bless America.
AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a Pew Research Center report, among U.S. adults 50 and older, the divorce rate has doubled since the 1990s. So how does that affect retirement planning? For some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda.
Well, Steve, just look at what you have and divide it by two. That's how it affects it. Look at the house you have, cut in half. There was a story on the internet the other day about a guy who got a divorce settlement. The judge made him give half, so he actually got a chainsaw out and cut everything in half. Well, now he ruined everything, right? So now they have nothing left. But just think about the account balances you have now and think if you could live on half of that. And unfortunately, divorces are rising. It's happening. Howie Carr, who's a famous talk show host on the East Coast, featured my new guide the other day on his show. It's called Women and Money, Beginning Your Journey Towards Financial Wellness. Folks, there's a lot of women out there who are getting divorced. This is for you. I guess guys could do this too, Steve, but a lot of women are not quite as educated as the male in the household because traditionally the male has taken the leadership role. So now if you get divorced and don't have the person you've been depending on for money, this guide is invaluable to make sure you're on the right path. But Steve, any divorce is troublesome, and if you are in that situation, folks, let's make sure you get a proper plan put together based on your new stage of life. And it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. It's more important to be informed. So the next 10 people call, you'll get this guidebook that Howie Carr talked about. You'll also get my book, The 7 Baby Steps to Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income, so vitally important as we approach retirement. And we'll put together your own retirement plan for you as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or better yet, just text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi.
I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
53 days and counting to Election Day. Early voting here in Nevada begins October 17th. Joining us now, Hogan Gidley. He is the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign, formerly the Assistant Press Secretary to the President. So he's worked in the White House. Now he's moved outside the White House to the Trump campaign. And you've got to tell me how you folks do it. In the span of 24 hours, your folks have changed two major events, three major events in two different cities, in two different days, turned them all upside down, and you've got a whole schedule of events this weekend here in Nevada. Somebody tell me how you do this.
Well, you have to learn to move at the speed of Trump. He never stops. And when he says, let's go, we got to go. And the President of the United States is in a different gear. He's in a different class. And, you know, it's funny, as a staffer for now 3-4 years, you can just sit back there and kind of relax during an event every once in a while. He's got to be on all the time. He's got to be engaged all the time, and he is. It's the dangest thing I've ever seen. But you know, it's when you have something set up like this, oftentimes things change, and we surround ourselves with some incredible professionals from the political side, but also, you know, those folks who put on those guns every day and put on that equipment, the Secret Service and the local law enforcement, they know how to do it. They know how to get it done. They know how to protect a principal, especially a president. And so, you know, hats off to them, and a big thanks to what they do and the sacrifices they make every day.
Indeed. So 2 days of events were canceled because of the governor's social distancing mandate. And now we find there's a whole new set, including Sunday. The president will hold a Latinos for Trump roundtable at 10 a.m. at Treasure Island. Right. And then a rally speech at 7 o'clock at Extreme Manufacturing in Henderson. Have you been given assurances from the governor's office that he will not try and intercede and shut you down again?
I have not received any assurances from the governor's office there in Nevada. What I can tell you is I do find it interesting if Wisconsin is any guide when the president comes there. You know, the governor quickly says it's too early, you can't come here for, you know, we just, it's too dangerous. And then when Joe Biden comes, you don't hear a single word about it. It's all great. They're happy to have him. So the fact is, I think there's always a little politics being played here, but the American people deserve to hear their president tell them why the last 4 years have been so successful and how the next four are going to be even better. And when you can't campaign in a conventional sense, it makes these rallies and these appearances that much more important. And so the president likes to give the message directly to the American people without the filter of the mainstream media, because he knows that patriotic, unifying, uplifting message resonates. The Democrats know it too, and so they don't want him to speak at Mount Rushmore. They pitched a fit when he spoke in the Rose Garden. They hated it when he spoke from the White House. They don't want him to speak anywhere, because they know the American people appreciate it when he does.
We have seen all of these great... I love the hangar speeches. I am the biggest fan of the hangar speeches. Can we expect more of those? Because it's so beautiful to watch Air Force One roll up to the back of the hangar, and all of a sudden you see the president come bouncing down the stairs and jumping up on the stage and speaking for an hour 15, an hour 30 minutes. Will we see more of those in these final 53 days?
I don't want to get too far ahead of any announcements, but I would imagine, you know, what you've seen in the past is what you're going to see in the future. There are good ways to get outside. They're outdoors. You get a lot of open air flowing through there. It's good, and the president enjoys them. You know, you can step off the plane, as you mentioned, right onto a stage and deliver that message. We think they're important tools, and I expect us to use them from here on out all the way to Election Day.
You've worked in the White House. You now work with the campaign.